The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. It's time to put your money where your values lie. Break free from your big bank. Visit DuPageCU.com/join today. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
Now it's time for the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Around 6:50 each night here on Black and Abdallah, we bring you the Song of the Night. And it's brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back, and Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division champions host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Tonight's song of the night is Nickelback, Too Bad.
Water, sands, and lime, and dirt. From long days in the fields, mother's hands are serving meals in a cafe on Main Street with miles to feed. Just trying to keep clothing on our backs, and all I hear about is how it's so bad, so bad, it's too bad, it's too bad, too late, it's so wrong, so long. It's too bad we had no time to rewind.
What better way to kick off the NFL season than with a little Nickelback?
Is that really how you introduced this?
No. The anniversary of Silver Side Up was this weekend. This album is now 20 years old by Nickelback. And we've already done How You Remind Me as Song of the Night.
So we went to the second track.
So we went to the second single off of Silver Side Up, which is Too Bad, which is a song about not growing up without a father. As Chad Kroeger did.
Oh, wow.
And so...
I think Krogs has a guitar solo in this song,
ooh,
by the way.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he gets credit for the guitar solo in this one.
Listen, we saw them play this song.
Yeah, they were good.
They put on a phenomenal show. I don't care what people say. People want to crap on Nickelback. But I'm telling you, quality rock songs about hard-hitting issues.
It's pretty amazing that they've been around for 20 years.
Right?
Rocking people's faces off.
Right? And this album, this wasn't even their first album. Longer than 20 years rocking faces. That's all they do. That's all they know how to do, Chris.
Right.
Is rock faces.
Yes. You have some song facts to give to me tonight?
I told you that the lyrics were written by the band's singer, by Chad Kroeger, dealing with issues of how he felt growing up without his father, who abandoned him. This song that came out, it was the second single. It went to number one in the UK.
Oh.
It hit number 42 here on the Billboard Hot 100, but number one in the mainstream rock category. So a number one hit here and in the UK. So you tell me Nickelback's bad. Everybody hates Nickelback. Yeah, number one. How about that? Plaques. They're doing numbers, Chris. Kind of a problematic tweet by the AP this weekend, too, why we, you know, of all the albums that came out 20 years ago this weekend, Jay-Z putting out The Blueprint, The Strokes releasing an album.
No, it's true. The Strokes came out right around this time, 20 years ago.
Nothing like going with Silver Side Up as our song of the night tonight, commemorating that, because I don't know if we could, but there's too much editing involved with the Jay-Z tracks. We've done The Strokes before. And there's nothing wrong with celebrating.
Well, I've listened to The Strokes. I don't know what you've done.
What do you mean?
What?
What did I say?
Just let the Nickelback play.
Is he still with Avril Lavigne?
Isn't she with the Sum 41 dude?
I thought she was with the... I don't know. We're about to find out. Oh, they divorced in 2015. Pour one out for Chad Kroeger and Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Okay.
How can love survive if those two can't survive? That's what I want to know.
Your song of the night, Nickelback, Too Bad. Rocking your face off on a Monday night. Song of the night.
I want to rock.
Yo, live.
And tonight's song of the night, Mr. Jones by the Counting Crows. And it's brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back, and Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division champs host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Mr. Jones, the Counting Crows.
This song off of the Counting Crows album, August and Everything After, which was released yesterday in 1993. This song reached number 5 on the Billboard charts back then. And it's a, it kind of has to deal with Kurt Cobain's death and Adam Duritz and another musician, the bass player, Marty Jones of the Himalayans, kind of wanting to be famous because they don't want to be alone again. And they all got freaked out when Cobain died, and like this is kind of about all that, about wanting to be famous, because then they'll have friends and that kind of thing,
right?
So yeah, Mr. Jones and me.
You seem really thrilled about this selection for Song of the Night.
Fun. How about this for a song fact? Fun fact.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Sure.
Adam Duritz, one of the first guests on our college show back at Columbia.
Yeah, back in the day, a little Black and Abdallah action on CRX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, WCRX.
He was actually awesome.
He was super nice.
And I'm pretty sure I used a clip of that interview for my air check when I was, you know, when you're a senior in college and you're trying to get a job somewhere. I'm pretty sure I used some of the Adam Duritz on my air check to send out to radio stations.
He was very nice.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
And we were nobodies. And it was so cool.
It was like our second interview, I think.
Yeah.
In college on our show. Hey.
Adam Duritz right to Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
I think. And then Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
Bill Burr.
Yeah. Who else did we do? Oh, we did that guy from Reno 911 came on the show. Carlos, Mike, can I think of his name?
He was Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life.
Yes.
He was the voice of Rocco.
Carlos Ellis Rocky.
Yeah.
And then the guy from, what's that Nicolas Cage movie where he's like the motorcycle guy?
Oh, yeah, that dude.
Yeah, Donald Logue. Yeah, yeah. The other guy in that Nicolas Cage movie.
I'm pretty sure, Abdallah, you also booked Andrew Dice Clay.
I did book Andrew Dice Clay.
For a college radio show.
Hey. M list celebrities.
We were all over it.
Our show. Who's that guy? Our show.
All right, let's listen to a little of the Counting Crows as we hear the song of the night. And I want to be someone to believe.
Yo, live.
Each night around 6:50 here on Black and Abdallah, we bring you the song of the night. It's brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back, and Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division champs host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Iowa's really good. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Our song of the night.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
It's your song of the night. And Black, why are we doing this for song of the night tonight? Well, the Rolling Stone has a list out now. They've revamped their list of the 500 best songs of all time. Let me give you their list. I'm going to just give you the top 10 here. Number one, they have now changed where the greatest song of all time is Aretha Franklin's Respect from 1967. Public Enemy, Fight the Power is number two. Number three, Sam Cooke, A Change is Gonna Come. Number four, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Number five, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. You know, these are all songs you've kind of known and loved, right? You expect at the top of a list like this. Number six, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On from 1971. Number seven, The Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever from 1967. How about this? Number eight, Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On. The number eight song all time. Part of the Rolling Stone. Number nine, Fleetwood Mac, Dreams. And number 10, Outkast, Hey Ya from 2003. I saw this today and I was like, okay, first of all, great song. Obviously, overrated. If you're an Outkast fan, it's not your favorite song. But it is a good song if you think of it in a pop context. But I am surprised to see it number 10. They beat out the Beach Boys, God Only Knows. That was number 11. Stevie Wonder, Superstition is number 12. The Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter, number 13. Number 14, The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset. Number 15, The Beatles again, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Like, iconic songs. Now, here's one thing that I always think about with this song. It came out in 2003. I was a freshman in college in 2003. And there's one other thing that sticks out in my mind from that winter. It was, this song was everywhere. If you were around during this time, it was played everywhere. Bars, radio, TV, Hey Ya, Outkast, everywhere. From the speaker box and the Love Below. This song everywhere, all iPods everywhere. When you walk down the street in downtown Chicago, you saw people wearing white headphones connected to a little device. Now we all have iPhones and the iPod is now kind of gone. It's extinct as its own device. But everyone, like, it happened. Like, you snapped your fingers and from one week to the next, every person on the street, they were listening to something with white headphones that were going into their pocket that had this little device called an iPod. And I remember the iPod and I remember Hey Ya from 2003. It's your song of the night. Listen, I get it. Don't come after me. Andre 3000 has much better songs. They wrote that song in one night, by the way.
My memory of this song, Chris. What?
Oh, go ahead.
Memory of this song, Chris, yeah, is that I was at the All-Star game out there in L.A. This might have been one of the best intro performances with this song.
You're right. That was a good one. I agree.
I would say top three.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I jumped the gun. Now it's time. Song of the night.
Yo, Lynn.
And the song of the night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back, and Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division champs host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Tonight, we go to Slipknot. Wait and Bleed from 1999.
People are going to hate this.
So I'm seeing Slipknot on Sunday night at Riot Fest. I saw them when I was in high school at Ozfest, and let me tell you...
From Des Moines, right?
Yes.
Iowa's finest.
The best shows I've ever seen. Those guys are nuts, and I can't wait to see them again on Sunday night.
Are the masks still on?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They still beat the hell out of each other, too. Like, it is a fight. It is a nine-person fight for an hour and a half. It is great. Here we go.
First time when Slipknot on the ESPN 1000, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, easily. This is all the teen angst.
This is their first single, too.
This is their first single in 1999. They were nominated for a Grammy for this song. I had this demo tape. I had this on a tape, my friend. He's gonna get angry right here. This is the best part. Fred's loving this right now.
Oh, yeah.
Fred getting ready for White Sox baseball.
Yes. Connor,
maybe not.
This might throw Connor off tonight. He can blame us if he has a back fall.
Remember the crappy stripped down version for the Scream 3 soundtrack?
Yes.
Where, like, he doesn't scream, he sings the whole thing?
Yeah. And all of the rock stations would play it?
Oh, get that out of here.
It's hair.
I need angry. Parents were so scared of them.
Oh, yeah. Slipknot. Song of that guy's scared of it. He just walked by. Song of the night.
I wanna rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Larry.
There you go. Your Song of the Night.